You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm. Dog Pound, the all-new 2015 Crucial Catch Pink Gear is here at the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium and online at shop.clevelandbrowns.com and on the Browns mobile app in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get yours now. A portion of the proceeds from Crucial Catch retail purchases benefit the American Cancer Society. The Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, and 9 a.m. through the end of the game on Sunday.
I need to get one of those hoodies. Those are sweet.
The hoodies that say Crucial Catch?
Yeah, they're sweet.
Yeah, they are
sweet.
I like those. You can get one on the Browns mobile app, shot.clevelandbrowns.com.
I might do it before the show's over.
You could do it from the palm of your hand. Convenient.
Or I'll text Whitney.
Or you could text Whitney and see if she can crucially catch us up there. All right, let's go defensive side of the ball. Defensive lines. We'll start there. We know who the Browns are bringing. Danny Shelton, Desmond Bryant, Randy Starks, Xavier Cooper, John Hughes, Jamie Meter. For the Denver Broncos up front, right now, they've got on the interior of their defensive line Vance Walker, Sylvester Williams, who already has a sack and a half from the nose position, which is impressive. Darius Kilgo is the third. And then defensive ends, they've got Antonio Smith and Malik Jackson, who already has three sacks and a fumble recovery on the season, along with Derek Wolfe. But Malik Jackson has really been the biggest impact player for them up front.
This is going to go to the Denver Broncos. I think our defense through five football games has been inefficient at a lot of things, stopping the run. We've got Dez Bryant with a sack, and John Hughes with a sack as well. But other than that, it's been very limited in making those splash plays. And I think they're just more the consistent group, so I'm going to give the nod to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going to give the nod to the Denver Broncos as well. And you look at how well they have played up front, and it has been certainly a challenge for the Cleveland Browns because of their inability to get to the quarterback from the defensive line and also their inability to stop the run. So I agree with you. The advantage goes right now to the defensive line of the Denver Broncos. Linebackers, they've got Von Miller. They've got Danny Trevathan on the inside. Shaq Barrett is playing very well. DeMarcus Ware not going to play this week, hopefully, but they've also got Shane Ray, who already has two sacks on the season. You look at just their linebacking group, their linebackers already have 13 and a half sacks on the season.
How many do we have as a team?
Do the Browns have as a team on the season? From the defensive line, you've got 3.5. You've got Kirksey's got one. That's 4.5. You've got another 3.5. So that's 8.
We have 10.
8.5, 9, 10.
We have 10 as a team.
Yeah, their linebackers have 13.5. I'm going to go ahead and give the advantage there to
Denver.
The Denver Broncos.
Correct. I agree.
Cornerbacks, Chris Harris, Aqib Talib. Nobody is playing better than that group in the National Football
Denver.
League.
Denver.
They've got Bradley Roby as well. Safeties, TJ Ward and Darian Stewart going ahead against Tashaun Gibson, maybe Jordan Poyer, Dante Widner.
Denver.
I'm going to go Denver again. Clean sweep for them on the defense. That's what happens when one team is the number one defense in the NFL.
Of course.
And the
course.
Opponent is the number 32 defense in the NFL. So Denver Broncos, very good there. Special teams-wise, we've got Mr. Perfect, Travis Coons, and Andy Lee. We've got Benjamin and Gilbert returning the kicks. They've got Brandon McManus, who, by the way, is 12 of 12 on the season. So he has also been perfect. Their pitch punter is Brandon Colquitt. Returners, they've got Emmanuel Sanders on the punts and Omar Bolden on the kicks. I think these are two very good special teams.
I'm going to go with a push here.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
Okay. You go Browns, I'll go push.
I'll go Browns, you go push.
There you go. Thank
all
you,
right,
Dino.
So when you mark it all said and done, on my side of it, I have the Browns with 4, Denver getting 6. You have Denver getting 6.5 and the Browns 3.5.
Yep.
And it really comes down to their dominance on the defensive side of the ball. We actually give the Browns the advantage on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and well, and I think, I mean, if you look at the odds, what are we getting 4 right now?
5 last I looked.
5 last you looked. I thought it was 4 at home. And you got to figure, last week on the road, we were getting 6.5, 7?
6.5.
6.5. So you look at the Baltimore Ravens football team, and you know, obviously there's a lot of people still banking on the fact that they were a Super Bowl contender going into this football season, still yep. thinking they could right that wrong and couldn't against the Cleveland Browns, and I think there's a similar factor going into this football game. If Peyton Manning was really firing the way a Peyton Manning team has in years past, this may, even still coming off of a win for the Browns, be a 8-9 double-digit line with a Broncos team
especially
at undefeated at this point in the season.
Yeah, especially with if the Browns were coming in with a 32nd ranked defense, which they are. I mean, I don't think there's any question. I think you're right on the money there, Matt. All right, Dino, we got Gary Kubiak.
We do the conference call from with reporters. Yes.
All right, conference call with reporters. Here's the head coach of the Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak.
Hey, Coach, we just talked to T.J. Ward. You know, we're all interested in him since we covered him for a few years. What's he been like for you? How much juice has he been giving your defense?
You know what? You guys are breaking up, and I think you asked me about T.J. Obviously, he's played very well. I mean, he's like a quarterback on the back end. You know, he missed opening week with the suspension, and I know that was hard on him. He's come back and he's played with his hair on fire for the last 4 weeks. So we're very proud of him. The way he goes about his business, and
has
been doing a great job.
Gary, you kind of made some concessions to your offense to accommodate your quarterback. What is the state of the offense right now in relation to Peyton adjusting to it?
Well, we've been struggling. I mean, we've played in spurts, done some good things. We haven't finished well. Last week, we don't play well in the red zone. We've had some struggles going on. The struggle to run the ball has some things going on up front, but that's part of the National Football League. So, you know, we got to keep plugging and guys got to step up. And I got confidence in our coaches and our players. And, you know, this week's another opportunity to get better. So just, it's part of it, part of the journey.
From your educated eye as a former quarterback and all, what's up with Josh McCown having this kind of run this late in his career?
First off, I'm happy for him. I'm obviously think the world of him. I mean, he's been battling for years in this league, and then to get this great opportunity, take advantage of it, that's what this league's all about. So very impressed. I got a lot of respect for him. What he did last week to go into Baltimore. I know how tough that is. Having been there last year, so he's doing a great job.
Gary, is it tough or easy to be the head coach of Peyton Manning?
Oh no, I like it. It's great to have.
Okay.
It's tough to be a head coach in this league, regardless. But that's part of this league. So there's a lot of hats you got to wear, and a lot of things going on. But it's a joy. He's a joy to work with, and enjoy every day.
His numbers aren't very good. What's your explanation for that?
Well, I don't think we're through. I mean, I think we got 10 weeks left to play. So, we've all have to get better. And if we all get better, we'll help him from that standpoint. And so that's what I look at as a football coach. And like I said, there's a long way to go. There's a lot of observations after 6 weeks, but we're working, toward 16 is what we try to stay focused on in this week's the next game.
Do you think you have him just for the rest of this year?
Hopefully have him a long time.
You ever feel sorry for Cleveland, having been there when the drive was going on, and it's been suffering ever since?
I was always proud of them. I think they have a great organization. They have a great football team. And we had some of the most tremendous football games with them, and some of the greatest I've ever been a part of as a player and a coach.
Hey, speaking of the drive, I'll give you one last chance here if you want to come clean. Was that field goal good?
Was that field goal good?
Yeah.
Well, it had paint on it, but I think it was good. So it had some yellow paint on it.
Hey, Gary, you have obviously you've known Elway as well as anyone, and you've seen him transition into this new role as a team executive. Do you think Peyton has qualities to do that after he's done playing?
Oh, I mean, he can do whatever he wants to do. I mean, his football knowledge and his drive to compete and lead people is as good as I've ever been around, and just a joy for me to be around. So I mean, he can answer that question if that's something he wants to do someday. But I think anything he chooses to put his mind to is going to be very successful, much like John has done.
How? What kind of shape is DeMarcus Ware in?
What kind of shape is he in?
With his back injury.
he's beat up. He came back, his back tightened up on him. I'm sitting there staring at him as you're asking me that question. He's got a big plate of food. Looks like he's feeling good today. We'll just go day to day. I mean, he's an amazing athlete. We'll see where we're at the end of the week.
Coach, when it comes to the success of your defense, how much credit goes on your ability to get to the quarterback?
Well, obviously that's a huge thing in this league. I mean, if you can't get there, it's very tough. So we've been been consistent doing that, and you better be able to stop the run, or you're not going to get people in tough third down situations. So we've been playing well. We've been playing deep. A lot of guys playing. Coach has done a great job. So we just got to stay committed and keep going.
That's the head coach of the 5-0 Denver Broncos, Gary Kubiak. And it's funny, when you think about a Denver Broncos team quarterbacked by Peyton Manning, you expect them to be number one in the league in offense, or certainly top three in the league in offense. But this is a team right now that is ranking on offense 30th in the NFL, 302.6 yards per game, 4.9 yards per play, 31st in the NFL, 30th in rushing, 23rd in passing, 27th in the red zone, 28th on third downs. I mean, this is, if you told me, gave me these stats and said, what are the odds you'd say this was a Peyton Manning team? What, 1 million to 1?
Yeah.
No chance it's a Peyton Manning team, but it is a Peyton Manning team. They're just getting it done defensively. Number one, yards per game. Number one, yards per play. Number two, points per game. Number five against the run. Number five against the pass. They've got 7 interceptions already on the year. They've got 22 sacks already on the year. They have already recovered 7 fumbles on the year. They are first in third down percentage. They are fourth in red zone percentage. 14 takeaways on this season. Put it in comparison, they have 22 sacks. The Browns have 10. They have 14 takeaways. The Browns have 5. This is a team playing unbelievable defensive football. Special teams-wise, you know, I wanted to break that down here. They are 12 for 12 on field goals. The Browns are 11 for 11. On kickoff returns, average allowed, they're 18.3. The Browns are 23, but the Browns are returning their kicks 29 yards. The Broncos, 26. Punt returns, the Browns are better in coverage and returning. Punts average, the Browns 50.5 gross, 45 for the Broncos, 45 net, 39 for the Broncos. Slide edge to the Browns, Willow.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I want Sunday to get here already.
I do too. I can't wait to have this game come and go, and I think that this is a good opportunity for the Browns to get one of those wins they're not supposed to get on their schedule.
I just want to hope that the guys in the locker room, I mean, I have the anticipation because I always thought when it was Peyton week and Tom Brady week were always different, even more so than a division opponent, because you, as a defensive player, you understand the mental and physical challenges that will be, you know, put in front of you on Sunday. And for us in San Diego, it was a playoff game. It was an 8 o'clock. It was a Monday nighter. It was a Thursday nighter. And so not only were we playing Peyton Manning, we were doing it under the lights. And we wanted to come ready because we knew everybody was watching.
That's right, and we're going to get into your mind in a second. We'll also open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850, though. But you guys had success against Peyton Manning, and I wonder what the book was. What were you guys told? What were your keys to get the job done against Peyton Manning? We'll find out right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.